Defending liberty 1 hour at a time and broadcasting live from the RWB Network studios in New York City, this is the Rhino Report. Always right.
You want answers?
I want the truth. You can't handle the truth.
I've now been in 57 states. I think one left to go.
We are going to raise taxes on the middle class.
What you just said is one of the most insanely idiotic things I have ever heard.
You are very rude.
We are going to make America great again.
USA! USA! USA!
And fellow Americans, let's roll.
And now, here's your host, the Rhino.
The new sheriff now.
Hello, hello, hello. I am the Rhino, and this is my report. Today, Monday, September 19th, 2016, and we are coming to you from the RWB Network Studios in the wet and soggy New York, and live on CRN Digital Talk Radio. If you were watching football over the weekend, maybe college football, because we're boycotting the NFL, at some point you may have said to yourself, what is the referee smoking with all the bad calls that are going on in football? Well, as it turns out, it may not be the referee. It might just be the players. Former Jacksonville Jaguars and Chicago Bears lineman Eben Britton says that 50 to 75% of NFL players, and football players for that matter, smoke weed before a game. 50 to 75%. And there's one sports agent who wishes to be anonymous that says that number is closer to 80%. 80%. I don't know, and it's not all in Colorado. All right, let's get to today's headlines. First, terror attacks sweep the nation over the weekend. We'll bring you the latest developments and new revelations. Also, we have the comments from both presidential candidates. One of them is saying, I told you so, while the other is leaning on CNN to edit their statements. And we'll be joined later on in the show by Matthew Boyle, the Washington political editor for Breitbart News. He'll give us some expert insight into the current state of this election and where he sees it going over the next 49 days. That's right, 49 days. All that, plus we have a new LA Times poll to go over. Has Donald Trump closed the perception gap? We'll also make fun of a few Hollywood types who spoke out at the Emmys last night. And brace yourselves, Reuters says that the Green Mountain State may be on the Trump train. Holy organic guacamole. But first, let's kick the show up the same way we always do, with a salute to our country with a Pledge of Allegiance. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. So, if you haven't checked out rhinoreport.com, you gotta go do that. I made some changes over the weekend, as I promised I would, and you can sign up for the newsletter. Just put your email in there. We don't give it out to anybody. We don't sell it. You'll get the newsletter once a week, and you may even get a special offer. 20% off. RWB Network and Rhino Report swag. Yep, we have swag coming. And it looks good. It looks good. Also, check out Robert's new article about schools and social media. A really good read. It's part three of his series there. So check that out on rhinoreport.com. Follow me on Twitter @RhinoOnAir. And like us on Facebook, facebook.com/TheRhinoReport. We have a lot to get to. It's been a busy weekend. It's going to be a busy Monday. Hang in there, guys. So you've missed the healthcare deadline and don't have any form of healthcare? Liberty HealthShare has the answer. Liberty HealthShare offers an affordable healthcare option that allows Americans to enroll any time of the year. For those of you who have already enrolled but just aren't satisfied with what you've chosen, there's still hope. Liberty HealthShare allows Americans to control, manage, and direct their healthcare, yet still be in good standing with the Affordable Care Act. Members are exempt from the tax penalty and mandates imposed on individuals for not having healthcare insurance, thus giving you freedom from insurance. Liberty HealthShare empowers their members by giving them the ability to choose any doctor or hospital across the nation. Memberships are for individuals, couples, and families, offering a variety of options to best suit an individual's medical needs. If you're a freedom-loving American like myself, looking for contract-free health care, then this is for you. For more information on how to enroll at any time of the year, call 855-585-4237 or visit libertyhealthshare.org to request a free estimate. Do it today. All right, guys, welcome back to this Monday edition of the Rhino Report. Remember, you can always check out the old episodes of the show on iTunes or TuneIn, Spreaker, Stitcher, Podbean, iHeartRadio. They're all over. Or rhinoreport.com is a perfect aggregate of all of the episodes. They're right there. And How to Listen is there, too. So if you want to listen on digital talk radio, you can find your zip code there and your channel, your station will be right there for you. So I hope you guys had a good weekend. I know it was kind of a rough weekend with these attacks and these bombings. It's just been, it seemed like it wouldn't end, right? It seemed like it wouldn't end. All this stuff started on Saturday with the bomb that exploded in Seaside Park, New Jersey. And luckily, nobody got injured. And no one got injured because there was a bomb scare before the race started. So the trash can that everyone was supposed to run past that had the bomb explode, well, it exploded before anybody passed it. So thankfully, someone's diligence saved more lives than we can even count, or more injuries. And that was because somebody saw something and they said something. Now, that's important. It's one of those phrases, especially here in New York. Here in New York, I mean, I'm just a stone's throw from New York City, and we have these ads on TV all the time. And it's maybe someone on a subway, and they look over, and they see a backpack, or they're on a public bus, an MTA bus, and they see a suitcase sitting there, and they go, well, you know what, maybe I should say something. And these ads have been running, I would say, more frequently over the last 4 or 5 years. In fact, there weren't too many after 9/11. The "if you see something, say something" slogan was out there, but people didn't have to be reminded of it. We had just went through the worst possible scenario with 9/11. But now the ads have become more frequent, and someone took heed in the Seaside Park area, which is only about, I don't know, 70 to 80 miles from Manhattan. It's not that far away. It's still considered a suburb of New York City in the metropolitan area. So lives were saved there. That was about 9:30 in the morning on Saturday. And then about 11 hours later, we had the explosion on 23rd Street in between 6th and 7th Avenues. It's called the Chelsea area. Now people keep saying, Chelsea, Chelsea, Chelsea. What Chelsea is, it's the area south of Midtown. So when you think Midtown Manhattan, you think like Times Square, Penn Station, that area. You go about 15 to 20 blocks south, and that area is called Chelsea. So for those of you who aren't in the New York City area, and you don't know what people keep talking about, that's what they keep talking about. And then they found the other device 4 blocks north of 23rd Street on 27th Street, also between 6th and 7th Avenues. Avenues run north and south, streets run east and west. All right, just so we have the geography down here of what Manhattan looks like. Now, the initial explosion on 23rd Street, they were saying it was in a dumpster. When I saw the picture, I knew it wasn't a dumpster. It was a gang box. A gang box is a construction box. You bring it to work sites, to job sites, where everybody puts their tools in it, and they lock it up. And it stays locked up for the night until the crew returns the next morning. That way nobody can steal your hammer drills or whatever you have in there. Because there's, you know, a fair amount of theft on construction sites. These gang boxes are pretty heavy. They're hard to move. They're usually chained to something on the structure. So it looked like a gang box to me. Did not look like a dumpster at all. And then we heard, oh, maybe it was construction debris, right? That was the first thing. CNN, MSNBC, even Fox News a little bit. Maybe it was construction debris. Well, there is so much in the way of protocol in New York City about how to discard of certain materials, construction related, that it would be hard to imagine people put two chemicals into a dumpster or into a gang box that would cause that kind of explosion. And especially if you want to say the crews left at 4 o'clock on Friday, what would take 30 hours of mixing time to explode? A lot of us didn't buy it. I didn't buy it. This was pretty obvious. We think ISIS is going to strike us at baseball games, at football games, in big buildings, big places of interest, because that's what they've done in the past. You look at Nice in France during their Bastille Day. But then you look at the Bataclan in Paris. That was just a nightclub. There was no reason. It wasn't like the Notre Dame Cathedral. It wasn't the World Trade Center. That was our first warning. This was an area that was frequented by just everyday people who had their guard down. They were out trying to have a good time. Let loose a little bit. Listen to an American rock band. People say that's why it was targeted. I don't necessarily believe that. It was just a crowded area. Well, this area of Manhattan, 23rd Street, that whole area is very crowded, especially on a Saturday night, Saturday evening. Manhattan itself is very crowded. People go into the city, they see a show, they have dinner, they hang out in the Village, they hang out in Midtown, Chelsea, the Theater District, wherever they go, it's a very crowded area and a very crowded time. So we don't have to just look at these big events, right? All the security at the Emmy Awards and the Oscars and the Super Bowl, it's not always going to be there. And ISIS has told us through their various publications that it's not always going to be there. It's going to be the guy in the taxi, right? It's going to be the school kids. It's going to be places where people gather. It doesn't have to be 100,000 people. There were 29 people injured here. They consider that a success. That's terror. You're making people now fearful of gang boxes, of dumpsters, of garbage cans. That's what terror is. And I find it abhorrent, absolutely abhorrent, that Comrade Mayor Bill de Blasio would not say the words. He said it was an intentional act. So right away, you can throw away your chemical mixing construction dumpster theory. The problem in New York City is everything has to be political tested first. Everything. Whenever something happens, they have to test the politics of it. He has to talk to his borough managers. He has to talk to his political aides. He has to talk to his PR people and see how is this going to play. Now, de Blasio is a pretty big Hillary supporter, even though she gave him nothing to work with. He went to campaign for her prior to the Iowa caucuses, and she stuck him on a route knocking on doors. That's what she thinks of him. And then we had Governor Andrew Cuomo, who for the most part is a pretty terrible governor. Very controlling. But he at least said, listen, this looks like terror. Completely stepping on de Blasio, which I am not by any stretch of the imagination an Andrew Cuomo fan or supporter, but that was kind of fun to see. These two go at it like, they go at it like crazy. Like they've been married for 30 years. They just had enough of each other. But I want to keep talking about this, and then we'll talk about what happened in Minnesota. Because when you have an attack in a big city, it gets a lot of attention. But this Minnesota thing, what happened at the Crossroads Mall in St. Cloud, it's even more important, and I'll tell you why. And a lot of people are not bringing this up, but it's very, very important. So you want to stay tuned and listen to that. All right, guys, hang in there. You're listening to The Rhino Report on CRN Digital Talk Radio. Defending liberty 1 hour at a time.
Let me take just a moment or two, if I may, and talk about a great place to eat. That's right. For you folks anywhere in the eastern San Fernando Valley, drop into Bob's Big Boys. That's right. In Sun Valley at 8274 Sunland Boulevard. Now, everybody remembers the name Bob's. They're getting bigger and bigger every day. And little old Bob carrying the hamburger in his checkered overalls is the same Bob that you remember from back through the years. And, of course, if you want to go in for a great lunch, Remember their classic burger, the original double-deck hamburger combination. Delicious 100% pure ground beef in two patties with American cheese, lettuce, and our famous Big Boy special sauce. The name is Bob, and I think when you go in, you'll say, by golly, I'm sure glad that I found this restaurant because it's good for breakfast, lunch, or dinner. They've got all kinds of things, and all you have to do is remember. Bob's Big Boy in Sun Valley at 8274 Sunland Boulevard. It's a great place to eat.
Kanapali Beach Hotel, Maui's Hawaiian Hotel.
Located in the heart of Maui's premier resort, Kanapali Beach Hotel is officially recognized as Hawaii's most Hawaiian hotel and the number one best value in Hawaii. With a range of accommodations and affordable dining options, this is the ideal setting to turn Hawaiian dreams into lifelong memories. Live Hawaiian entertainment every evening, free year-round children's programs, weekly arts and crafts fairs, welcome breakfast, and departure kukui'lei ceremonies add to the value. Swim in the whale-shaped pool, indulge in the fabulous spa and hotel salon. Enjoy Hawaiian hospitality at its best at the Ka'anapali Beach Hotel. Call 800-262-8450 or go to kbhmaui.com. That's kbhmaui.com. Aloha.
Ka'anapali Beach Hotel, Maui's Hawaiian Hotel.
Money is a big part of our lives, you know that. Each of us spends, saves, and invests money, but money is changing. Global currency changes are shifting trade like never before, transforming the dollar and impacting every asset we own. The U.S. dollar is now at risk. Swiss America's new 2016 World Money Report outlines what this means for your money and your retirement accounts. And the report is absolutely free.
Thanks, Pat. Call toll-free, 888-732-7221. That's 888-732-7221.
Money is now made and lost faster than at any other time in history. Winning and losing often depends on what you know and when you know it.
Call now, 888-732-7221. That's 888-732-7221.
Free 2016 World Money Report today.
All right, guys, thanks for hanging out with me on this Monday afternoon here on the Rhino Report here in New York. I'm telling you, it's dreary, it's rainy. We haven't had rain here since like 4 years ago. It feels like California, so I guess we need it. The good thing about the Long Island area, and I'm a little off topic here, is that when it rains really, really hard, we don't get the same kind of flooding that a lot of you folks do. We're sitting on essentially a big sandbar, so it drains very, very quickly, except as if there's a hurricane like Sandy, in which case everyone's kind of screwed. All right, you know what was kind of weird this morning? And it didn't give me any flashbacks because it wasn't around in 2001, but at the same time, at about 8 o'clock this morning, everybody in this area, their phone started vibrating and pinging and making all sorts of sounds. Now, they have the ability to push notifications to your phone, even if you don't sign up for certain notifications, whether it be Fox News or Breitbart or whatever it might be. Even if you don't sign up for those, these cell phone carriers have the ability to push an alert to your phone. And at about 8 o'clock this morning, everybody's phone was going off at once. It's very eerie because you know something is going on. Something big is happening. The only time I've seen these alerts pushed to my phone before today was during Amber Alerts. When we have an Amber Alert, they'll push that to the phones. And everyone's phone's going off, all their specific ringtones, notifications, the buzzers, the alarms, and it was to tell us about the suspect. They had a suspect now, and they needed our help to find him. Ahmed Khan Rahami. This was the guy they identified as being a person of interest. That wasn't like a Bob Jones, I know. So we all start thinking the same thing. Here we go again. And the liberals say we're jumping to conclusions. Well, I don't know. When you have every single terrorist act committed in this country over the last 10 years be conducted by the same type of person. To me, it's not profiling. To me, that's called description of a criminal. That's what I call that. So Ahmed Rahami was the guy we're all looking for now. They said he was 5'6", 200 pounds, so maybe he should lay off the nachos a little bit. We're getting a little bulky, but that's all right. So everyone's phone's dinging. And what do? We start looking around, right? That's what you do. You start looking around. Maybe it's that guy. Maybe it's somebody else. Well, as it turns out, he was asleep in a doorway in Linden, New Jersey. A bar owner went to his business and found this guy sleeping in the doorway. He called the cops because he, I guess, got the alert also. And the cops showed up. One cop was shot. A gun battle ensued. End of story. Cops win, like they always do. And we're taking this guy away on a stretcher. He's awake, he's alert, and he's in bracelets. Three very good things there. I know, you want to see this guy get killed. But in the interest of the Fifth Amendment, he is still just a suspect, and he is entitled to due process. Maybe we just kill him later. That's okay. That's okay. But while all this was going on in New York City on Saturday night, we had another attack. This time in St. Cloud, Minnesota, at the Crossroads Mall. 9 people injured by a knife-wielding man who we know now to be a Somali national. And why is that important? I'll get to it in a minute. He's screaming Allahu Akbar, making all sorts of ISIS and Islamic State references. The FBI is still investigating. They're not quite sure. Not quite sure. But why is his nationality so important? I'll tell you why. Because I'm the one talking. It's because Minnesota is home to the second largest Somali population in the world. Second to Somalia. Interesting that Minnesota has that large population, many of them settled there. Either placed there by the government or came afterwards. Not a whole lot of vetting involved, just, hey, welcome. Welcome to Minnesota. Hope you like hockey. Well, so this guy, he was killed by an off-duty cop. Off-duty cop shot him. I guess he was going to be attacked, so he shot him. That's what we have to do when we get attacked. Hey, good thing you had a gun on him, right? You don't hear a lot of liberals saying that right now. They would have much preferred this guy get stabbed. That would have been the better outcome for them. But listen, he had the gun. He's the off-duty cop. He did his job. He was even out of jurisdiction, and he still acted. We live in a much different time than we lived in even 8 years ago. It's scary, folks. It's really, really scary. We have to stay on top of it. We're going to finish up with this stuff in a few minutes. But first, we're going to talk to Matthew Boyle of Breitbart News. And we're going to talk about this election, where it's been, where it's going, and are there any weird surprises coming up? You don't want to miss that, so hang in there, guys. He'll be with us after the break. You're listening to The Rhino Report on CRN Digital Talk Radio.
Mortgage rates are at all-time lows. If you have not refinanced your current mortgage in the last few years, you could be losing thousands of dollars a year by paying too high of an APR. And the place to call is LendingTree to find out how low you can go. We can match you with lenders offering some of the lowest rates APRs available. Some APRs are lower than 3%. Imagine how much money you can save every month if your current mortgage is at 6% or higher. And all it takes is one free call to LendingTree to match you with a lender who may be able to lower your current home mortgage rate. Learn how to potentially save thousands by refinancing your current mortgage. Call LendingTree right now. NMLS 1136.
800-628-5067, 800-628-5067, 800-628-5067. That's 800-628-5067.
Come to Angelo's and Vinci's Restaurante in Fullerton, California for authentic family-style Italian dinners. Come to Angelo's and Vinci's and celebrate your party or event in one of our festive banquet rooms. Angelo's and Vinci's, Fullerton, California, 550 North Harbor Boulevard. Named the Orange County Hot List Top 5 Italian Restaurant for 7 years in a row. And a Top 10 Pizza Restaurant by Gale, featuring traditional and award-winning pizzas. Offering Sunday champagne brunch from 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. just $16.95. Choose from over 20 items plus create your own personal omelet. Delicious lunches, including our express lunch buffet, $8.95 with over 15 items. And dinner 7 days a week. Getting married? Angelo's and Vinci's won this year's Wedding Wire Couples Choice Award. You can talk to our experienced staff of wedding coordinators. We treat you as guests at your own wedding reception. It's all at Angelo's and Vinci's Restaurante at 550 North Harbor Boulevard in Fullerton, California. Call 714-879-4022. 714-879-4022.
This is Larry Minetti for Herpanicin, the acne medication that really works from the inside out. If you suffer from skin problems, Herpanicin is the most unique and effective formula on the market. It cleans your skin from the inside out and gets rid of all kinds of acne and blemishes on your back, neck, and your face. It works so well, you can look and feel like a movie star. Herpanicin, a natural supplement created by Dr. Wayne Diamond. You take a pill, and that's it. I've been on these supplements, and they really work, folks. Don't be afraid to look in the mirror ever again. Get Herpanicin today. Call 888-467-4200. That's 888-467-4200. Herpanicin, it really works. 888-467-4200. Tell them Larry Minetti told you to call. And look and feel like $1 million with Herpanicin. Call 888-467-4200.
What are you going to do with your old car? You can try selling it, you could junk it, or you could donate it to Heritage for the Blind. Your car will be towed away for free, and your donation is tax deductible. Just call 1-800-785-9618. Heritage for the Blind accepts cars, vans, trucks, and boats. It doesn't matter if your vehicle runs or not. It will be towed away for free, and you'll be supporting those that need help. Heritage for the Blind is a nonprofit organization that helps the visually impaired live fuller lives. Call right now to donate your car, and as a special thank you for calling, you'll receive a free 3-day vacation voucher to many exciting locations. Call Heritage for the Blind right now, 1-800-785-9618. Donating is easy, and your vehicle is towed away for free. Plus, you'll get a free vacation voucher. Call now, 1-800-785-9618. That's 1-800-785-9618.
All right, guys, welcome back to this Monday edition of the Rhino Report. We're joined now on the phone by the Washington political editor for Breitbart News, Matthew Boyle. Thank you for being here, Matthew, and imparting some of your wisdom on the audience today. Whoop, you there, Matt?
Hey, I can barely hear you guys. Is there any way you can turn up the audio in my ear a little bit?
How's that? Are we any better now, Matt? Nope. That's all right. I think we might have lost you. Hey, Matt, can you hear us? All right. Well, we'll try to, I guess, get him back on the line here. All right, Matt, can you hear us now? All right. You know what? We'll get him back on the line. We'll get that all situated, and then we'll get some of his wisdom here about the polls and about the election. He spent a long time covering the primaries, and there's a lot of insight there. I want to dig into him when we do have him back. But speaking about, if we're going to go back a little bit, and we'll talk about Minnesota, they had this large population of Somalis there. And a lot of people don't know, it is the second largest Somali population in the world, second only to Somalia. And the man who committed this act of terror at the Crossroads Mall in Minnesota, in St. Cloud, was a Somali national, shot and killed by an off-duty police officer. These guys are always on duty. It's worth noting that. that police officers, no matter where they are, when they're at home, in bed with their families, when they're out and about, they're always on duty. That oath is not just applied to when they're on duty. Matt, you there? All right, we're having
like
some...
We just lost him. I'm sorry.
All right, we're having some technical difficulties. No big deal.
Yeah, he's out in the field out somewhere in the city of New York, so I think he's having some difficulty with all the buildings and getting a good reception.
Yeah, sure. No problem. All right. So Matt's in New York, and maybe he can even stop by the studio. How about that? He'll come and come and join us here when he gets a free minute. All right, so the timeline on Saturday is as follows. We have the Seaside Park incident. 9:30 in the morning, just before a race starts, this 5K run, a garbage can explodes, a pipe bomb, a pressure cooker, whatever it is, and no one gets hurt because someone's vigilant, and at the starting line says there's a backpack, a suspicious bag, and the whole race gets held up. It's like fate intervenes. And then at night, 8:30 at night, we have the explosion on 23rd Street out of the gang box, so they're calling it a dumpster. At first glance, I thought it was one of those grease dumpsters because they look a little different than your average run-of-the-mill dumpster. But when I looked at it from a different angle, definitely a gang box. And then we have the suspicious package on 27th Street that a reporter noticed, and only noticed it because they thought it was a science project. Like someone's science project is sitting in the middle of the street on 27th Street in Manhattan. It's a pressure cooker. Very much the same as we saw in Boston, right? The Tsarnaev brothers. This is a whole different thing than what we're used to. We're used to fighting these wars with munitions and bombs and guns and everything else, drones, missiles. We're being attacked by kitchen appliances now. Kitchen appliances. They fill them with a little bit of shrapnel and ball bearings and BBs. You know, the goal with that is not to kill 120 people. The goal is to strike fear. The goal is to terrorize. People think twice. I'm not going to lie to you. I went to Target yesterday. And every Target looks the same. You have the two big red balls in the front, and then you have a couple of garbage cans next to it. Now, the Target I go to, they have one of the balls dressed up as like a Pokemon. I don't know if it's the same by you guys. Really weird. Anyway, when I walked past that garbage can, I took a few steps the other direction. It worked. The terrorizing us worked. I'm somebody who's not scared of these people. I'm willing to take them on one-on-one. I have no problem with that. Bring it. But I was scared to walk past a garbage can at the normal safe distance. You know, sometimes walking around at night, maybe you go a couple of feet away because a raccoon or a possum or something like that or a skunk may be in it. This was like the middle of the day. And I took a few steps to the left. So it works. The goal, again, is not to kill 400 people. The goal is to terrorize us, to make us think twice, to change the way we live our lives. Now, I had to chuckle just a little bit. When we got that alert pushed to our phones, it said, be careful, this guy could be armed and dangerous. That's what the alert said. So I'm thinking to myself, so am I. So am I. If I run into this guy, we're fine. The problem's solved as far as I'm concerned. But the police in Linden, New Jersey got him. They had this shootout. He was laying down in the doorway of a bar, and someone recognized him. I mean, we're talking just minutes after the alert went out. Somebody recognized him, phoned the cops. Cops showed up. One cop shot. Another cop shot. Thankfully, both are okay. And we got this guy alive. And who knows how much he talks? Who knows how much the people who were stopped in Brooklyn last night said? Cops stopped a car underneath the Verrazano Bridge on the Belt Parkway in Brooklyn. Five people in the car. There was a stash of weapons in the car. Who knows if they gave him up? Now, I have to give New York City a lot of credit here, and the FBI. You have to give them a lot of credit because this was quick. This wasn't the Tsarnaev brothers. That went on for a couple of days. This was quick. And de Blasio wants to get rid of the counterterrorism unit. Well, these are the guys who you're talking about just 48 hours later. This guy's in handcuffs on a stretcher. And he's going to have to sing like a canary. But we still have to be vigilant. Still have to be vigilant. Because he's not the same guy or part of the same cell, perhaps, of the one in Minnesota. These people are all over the place. And you know what's going to happen? Donald Trump is going to go up 5 points this week. Because he's been saying this the whole time. These people aren't vetted. This Rahmani, he came to this country as an Afghan. And he's naturalized. I guess we didn't vet him too well, did we? Donald Trump goes up 5 points. We'll be back in a minute. So you've missed the healthcare deadline and don't have any form of healthcare? Liberty HealthShare has the answer. Liberty HealthShare offers an affordable healthcare option that allows Americans to enroll any time of the year. For those of you who have already enrolled but just aren't satisfied with what you've chosen, there's still hope. Liberty HealthShare allows Americans to control, manage, and direct their healthcare, yet still be in good standing with the Affordable Care Act. Members are exempt from the tax penalty and mandates imposed on individuals for not having healthcare insurance, thus giving you freedom from insurance. Liberty HealthShare empowers their members by giving them the ability to choose any doctor or hospital across the nation. Memberships are for individuals, couples, and families, offering a variety of options to best suit an individual's medical needs. If you're a freedom-loving American like myself, looking for contract-free healthcare, then this is for you. For more information on how to enroll at any time of the year, call 855-585-4237 or visit libertyhealthshare.org to request a free estimate. Do it today.
Come to Angelo's and Vinci's Restaurante in Fullerton, California for authentic family-style Italian dinners. Come to Angelo's and Vinci's and celebrate your party or event in one of our festive banquet rooms. Angelo's and Vinci's, Fullerton, California, 550 North Harbor Boulevard. Named the Orange County Hot List Top 5 Italian Restaurant for 7 years in a row. And a Top 10 Pizza Restaurant by Gale, featuring traditional and award-winning pizzas. Offering Sunday champagne brunch from 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. just $16.95. Choose from over 20 items plus create your own personal omelet. Delicious lunches, including our express lunch buffet, $8.95 with over 15 items. And dinner 7 days a week. Getting married? Angelo's and Vinci's won this year's Wedding Wire Couples Choice Award. You can talk to our experienced staff of wedding coordinators. We treat you as guests at your own wedding reception. It's all at Angelo's and Vinci's Restaurante at 550 North Harbor Boulevard in Fullerton, California. Call 714-879-4022. 714-879-4022.
All right, guys, welcome back to this Monday edition of the Rhino Report. I apologize for the interview with Matt Boyle. I know you guys are looking forward to it. Little technical difficulties, no big deal. We'll get him back tomorrow or the next day. We have confirmation of that, so we'll be good for the tomorrow or the next day. So what happens last night is the cops, the counterterrorism unit, the FBI, they stop a car on the Belt Parkway. Now, the Belt Parkway essentially runs the length of the South Shore of Long Island. When it crosses into New York City, it changes names from the Southern State Parkway to the Belt Parkway. It's essentially all the same road. And that leads you to the Verrazano Bridge, which brings you over to Staten Island. Now, if you're ever on Long Island, you have to get off of Long Island through the city and somewhere else. It's like 3 hours to get through the city. It's terrible. Belt Parkway is always jam-packed. Always. It's like the world's longest parking lot. So they get this car. They had an APB out on a certain type of car. Cops pull it over. There's weapons in the car. 5 people in the car. They're questioned. Today we learn that the person of interest, who he is, right? This Ahmed Rahami. And then there's a shootout, and he's on a stretcher. So all good things. Very quick. Done very quickly. Now this Ahmed Rahami, he doesn't watch a lot of CSI. He doesn't watch all the different cop shows, SVU, all that stuff, because he leaves fingerprints on his pressure cooker. Fingerprints. So they're not real good at what they do. They just try to do it. And because his fingerprints were there, he must have been in the system, whether that was through naturalization or he had a prior arrest record. We'll be finding all of this out as the details start to come out about it. But, like I said, we're getting attacked by kitchen appliances. Should we close the pressure cooker loophole? I mean, you can buy one on, like, what, HSN or whatever they call it, QVC. You can buy them in 5 minutes. Doesn't take much. This is what's attacking us. Yet, it was a gun that saved people in Minnesota. Pressure cookers hurting people, guns saving people. Quite the dichotomy we're drawing here. Now, I wonder what's going to happen with Donald Trump. Donald Trump has essentially been saying for the last, what, 15 months, we need to vet stronger. We need to be more diligent about how we vet people coming into this country. Now, we learned last week the Obama administration wants to bring in 110,000 more refugees. When everybody from the top down has said, we have no good way to vet these people. Now, here you have an Afghan that was potentially fleeing a civil war, come to this country as a refugee, gets naturalized, boom, starts setting off pressure cookers around the tri-state area. So apparently the system we have in place now isn't good enough. And we should have learned that with San Bernardino. But we didn't. We should have learned that with Boston. But we didn't. Are we going to learn it now? Nope. We're not. We're going to bring in 110,000 more with no good way to vet. Now, the liberals say, while these refugees are being housed at camps in Syria, in Turkey, wherever they are, the people working these camps are trying really hard to get the best picture of a family tree and associations and associates and alliances as they can get. Well, what are they going to tell these people? Here's the options. You stay in a refugee camp because you told the truth, or you lie, no one can find out the wiser, and you get to go to America. You get to live on public assistance, you get to get free housing, and if you happen to be a jihadist, you have all the Americans you want in one place. They don't like our democracy. They don't like the fact that we treat women with respect here. They don't like the fact that we don't kill gays. This is all, it's crazy to them, the way we live. So they want to terrorize us. That's the goal, and they succeeded. Now, it takes a lot to rattle a New Yorker, especially after what happened on September the 11th in 2001. It takes a lot to rattle us. We've seen the worst. We've seen about as bad as it can get. But we're still going to be vigilant. We're still going to be aware. We're going to be hyper aware. And I think more and more people now are more likely to really say something when they see something, as opposed to the neighbors in San Bernardino who were scared of being called racist or xenophobic or whatever you want to call them, because they saw these Arab men fitting a certain description getting together in a garage at odd hours of the night. They didn't want to say anything because they didn't want to be slammed as being a racist. And you know, the local news would have hung them on the 6 o'clock news, given the chance to. But I think more and more people now are starting to see we have to really be super vigilant, hyper aware. And Donald Trump has been saying this, and people are starting to say, you know what, maybe he's right. Maybe he's right. Maybe we just can't open the doors and let everybody in. People who would like to be here can go through a process. I'm all in favor of that. Both of my grandfathers went through a process. It was called Ellis Island. And you know what Ellis Island did that we're not doing now? It turned people around, too. That's what it did. Plenty of people got back on the boat and went back to Ireland, went back to Italy, went back to Spain, or wherever they were coming from. Portugal. We don't do that anymore. But Donald Trump's going to see a big bump here, because he has been saying this from day one. Now, the Democrats say the terrorists want that. That's what they want. Don't let them get what they want. They want Donald Trump to be president. I can guarantee you, beyond a shadow of a doubt, the terrorists, ISIS, do not want President Trump. Because President Trump puts an end to their reign of terror by one way or another. And yes, it'll be utilizing our military. All right, guys, when we come back, I want to talk about the LA Times poll, and we'll make fun of some Hollywood types. How's that sound?
You're experiencing pain, back pain, shoulder, elbow, or hand pain, pain from a sports injury. If so, schedule a visit with Dr. Michael Sheps, the leading expert in laser therapy for pain management. Call 310-873-4422 or go to drsheps.com. Experience Epic T, the breakthrough laser therapy system that Dr. Sheps developed to make you pain-free in less time. Laser therapy is a non-invasive, safe, and effective in-office procedure that penetrates deep into your skin without damaging the tissue. It perfectly targets areas of pain to promote fast, natural healing. Relax your muscles, ease muscle spasms, joint stiffness, and arthritis pain while increasing blood circulation. For over 25 years, Dr. Sheps has helped Olympic athletes and sports enthusiasts alike get back in the game. Schedule your visit with Dr. Sheps at his Brentwood office in California. Call 310-873-4422 or visit drsheps.com. That's drsheps.com. 310-873-4422.
Let me take just a moment or two, if I may, and talk about a great place to eat. That's right, for you folks anywhere in the eastern San Fernando Valley, drop in to Bob's Big Boys. That's right, in Sun Valley at 8274 Sunland Boulevard. Now, everybody remembers the name Bob's. They're getting bigger and bigger every day. And little old Bob carrying the hamburger in his checkered overalls is the same Bob that you remember from back through the years. And, of course, if you want to go in for a great lunch, remember their classic burger, the original double-deck hamburger combination. Delicious 100% pure ground beef in two patties with American cheese, lettuce, and our famous Big Boy special sauce. The name is Bob, and I think when you go in, you'll say, by golly, I'm sure glad that I found this restaurant because it's good for breakfast, lunch, or dinner. They've got all kinds of things, and all you have to do is remember. Bob's Big Boy in Sun Valley at 8274 Sunland Boulevard. It's a great place to eat.
The legends of Kaanapali Luau at the Kaanapali Beach Hotel will take your breath away with an abundant feast, spellbinding dances, and music from Le Pono Productions. Be greeted with a lei and browse to see island crafts made by local artisans. As you hear the poop or conch shell blow, your luau experience will begin. The featured entree is a whole roasted pig and a bountiful menu of some of Hawaii's favorite food choices. Oh, you can't forget our famous made-in-house taro poi. As your night comes to an end under the spell of the moon, be amazed by the famous firewalk. By the end of the night, you'll be full, and we hope you'll have made new friends and some forever memories while you continue to listen to music from Maui's local Hawaiian musicians every Monday night at Hawaii's most Hawaiian hotel. Kaanapali Beach Hotel, voted best Aloha Spirit by Hawaii Magazine readers. Call 667-0128 or visit legendsofkaanapali.com for your exciting island adventure.
All right, guys, welcome back to this last segment of today's Monday show. I had to laugh. Over the break, I guess it was last break, my friend sends me a text message, and he says, "You didn't have Matt Boyle on your show. You didn't have him. I just heard you saying hello, hello, hello. No one was there. You teased it, and you got everyone all worked up about it." No, he said something. He said something. It's on air. We have it on record. But it got me to thinking. I can just say, yeah, you know, we have Donald Trump on the line. We have Hillary Clinton on the line. Just, hello, hello. He's not there. Oops. Technical difficulty. But no, we had him. And we'll have him back. We'll have him back. All right. So, if you guys follow this States of the Nation thing on Reuters, it's interesting. It's very much like 538. They kind of give you the confidence level of each state and how they think that state will vote come November. And it's been getting closer and closer as the weeks have drawn on. And it's become much closer just in the last, 10 days since Hillary couldn't get into a van and had to leave the 9/11 memorial ceremony early because she, had a flu, had allergies, has pneumonia, has Parkinson's, has MS, whatever she has. Whatever she has. Maybe she's a robot. Maybe she's like that. Like the one from Men in Black, like that farmer with the thing inside of it. Maybe that's her. Who knows? But whatever it was, Trump's numbers have gotten a lot better. But I didn't think they were getting this good. Reuters is saying with high confidence, that Donald Trump wins Vermont? Vermont? The Cabot State? The Green Mountain State? The Catamount State? Really? Bernie Sanders won this state by 71% during his reelection. Obama beat Romney by 33 points in Vermont in 2012. But I think I might know why. Now, I would love, I've spent a lot of time on the ground in Vermont. It's like a second home to me. I love Vermont. The thing is, most of Vermonters, most of them aren't very liberal. There's a certain amount of them that are, and it's the young ones. It's the ones that go to Bennington College, the ones that go to Middlebury, the ones that go to UVM up in Burlington. You know what they do? They go to school there. They find themselves surrounded by a bunch of like-minded, liberal, tree-huggy people, and they stay. See, a lot of colleges, people go to school there, and they leave and they go back home. Or they leave and they go out west. Or they leave and they go to New York. They stay in Vermont. So it's one of the few states where you have a almost a larger young vote than you have older vote. It's a very strange setup in Vermont. But here's the thing. Most of these first-time voters, these 18, 19, 20-year-olds who didn't vote in 2012, they don't know who the heck Bill Clinton is. They have no affinity to him. They were 2, 3, 4 years old when he left office. It's not like the previous people who were somewhat older remembered Bill Clinton, had this, you know, the cool saxophone playing Bill Clinton. They had that image of him. These younger ones, they don't care. That's why Bill Clinton is having no effect on this race whatsoever. He might even be having a negative effect. And you know what? Donald Trump could win Vermont. And if he wins Vermont, the dominoes start to fall, because then it's really, really a movement. I think he could take Maine. He could take New Hampshire. He could take Michigan, Wisconsin. This could be a landslide, guys. And maybe it starts at the Ben & Jerry's factory in Waterbury, Vermont. Maybe that's where it starts. I don't know. Hopefully it ends at the White House. That's hopefully where it ends. All right, we got polls to do tomorrow. Got lots of stuff to talk about tomorrow, plus the Emmy Awards. But for now, hope you guys had a good time. Even sans Matt Boyle. A big thank you to all those serving our country at home and abroad. And a huge thank you to those in the law enforcement community. Thank you for all you do. Thank you for all your hard work. We all depend on you. God bless all of you. God bless all of your families. And until tomorrow, have a great day, everybody. I'm the Rhino, and I'm out.